So a mysterious unknown someone who sent me a 60-day World of Warcraft game card for Christmas, which came off my Amazon wish list.
So it
didn't say who. So I felt kind of weird of tweeting it out going, you know, whoever sent it to me, thank you, because I know people, not to mention any names, big fatty, might try to claim credit for it. Right. I had no way to prove it. So, you know, whoever it is that sent me the 60-day World of Warcraft game card, thank you very much.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I felt kind of weird of tweeting it out.
Volga! Oh, dear gussie, yum. Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 863 of the BFO for Monday, the 23rd of May, 2011. Coming up on today, say it with me,
a little show.
Miss Wes is here, and he's farting. Yes! Dear Gussie. Y'all, it's usually Big Fatty sitting here farting it up, but y'all, I'm here with Miss Wes. Say hi, Miss Wes.
Hi, Miss Wes.
Oh, hi, Miss Wes. Miss Wes has been on the grinder, y'all, and they're all going, hi,
how are you?
Hi, how are you? Hi. Y'all, we are here at Disneyland. Well, we're not in Disneyland right now, but y'all, we are at the La Quinta. Is that like Mexican?
Pretty close, I think.
What is it Mexican for? La Quinta. Okay. Y'all, we were around some Mexicans today because y'all, we are recording this on Saturday because on Sunday we are going to spend all day at the Disneyland and at the California Adventure. And then, y'all, we are having a lovely special supper at the place called?
Which one did you make the reservation for?
Big Freddy, it's right here. Let's just see.
Paperwork out.
Big Freddy, look at your paperwork now. I've got my folder right here, y'all, and there's the Delta and confirmation.
This is fascinating, Big Fatty.
Big Fatty is just lovely. Oh, here it is right here. We are at the Wine Country Trattoria.
Is that anything like diarrhea?
Right. Well, we're going to have that later. And then we're going to the World of Color.
Racist.
Racist indeed. Yes, Big Fatty. Lovely. But y'all, it's been a busy weekend. And it's just Saturday night and... So, anyway, Miss Wes is here, and y'all, to catch you up on what's been going on, we have it's a patty melt and French fried potatoes. And ice water with I got a little itch there.
Oh God! If you only saw where that itch was.
Big Freddy, they know where that itch is. Poor Miss Wes, he just endures. He has the patience of Job.
At least you have the restraint to not smell your fingers. Oh, there he goes.
Volga. So I'm afraid we're not hearing you very well. Because, y'all, he wouldn't move over closer to me. I tried.
Well, I wanted to spare him because I've been farting in his face.
Well, it's true. But anyway, we have just returned from a lovely supper at the Johnny Rockets. And what did you have?
I had the grilled chicken sandwich.
Which was just okay.
It was just okay.
But you had a battle.
Battle? Oh, with the ketchup.
With the catsup, right.
Yes, I couldn't get it out.
And you could. You almost lost it. So, anyway, y'all, it's just another reason not to eat that catsup.
I don't think they can hear you now.
They can hear me, oh, yes. So
your grandson can't hear you.
Well, he needs to get his bell tone checked. So, anyway, y'all, but anyway, to catch you up where we are, Big Fatty's luggage arrived about 1 a.m. in the morning on Friday, and which, of course, ruined my plans for Thursday night. And y'all, then I had I had a 20 message from that Christian from the, that's what she said, and saying, oh, Big Freddy, if I'd known you were this close to where we live, we would have gone out and done something. Well, y'all, how many times did I say I was going to be staying in the Silver Lake? I did say that, didn't I, Miss West?
I believe you did.
Yes. So, but y'all, you have to listen. You have to listen to know what Big Fatty says. But anyway, got up on a Friday morning. Y'all had to check out at 11 a.m. in the morning. But I went down for the complimentary, waffle.
What was that?
I don't know what that was. It did something, didn't it? It went, ooh! It ooh! And went down for the complimentary waffle and coffee. And y'all then fired up the grinder. And sure enough, I had a gentleman caller come over. He said, oh, hi. Because that's all they said.
Hi.
And I think we're going to call this episode Grinding with Miss West.
Grinding.
Hi.
Grinding it up with Big Fatty.
Big Fatty had a grinder before he checked out. Let's put it that way. And, y'all, it was good. It was good. But then I went over to Television City in Hollywood. And y'all, they've got a shopping mall over there called The Groove. And, y'all, you go over to The Groove, and y'all, it looks like it is a theme park, doesn't it? It looks like a theme park.
Well, like you described, it was like downtown Disney almost, right?
Well, it was like a theme park. It
with
had
a trolley running through it.
And, but it was nothing but stores. That's how they get you. And anyway, so y'all, Miss West finally made it over there. Y'all, he was a lost lamb, but he finally made his way up from the San Diegos. And was there any problems with the car?
There was no problems with the car. It actually made it up.
Right, but your mother was concerned because she called
you. As soon as I got into town, she was calling me. Did you make it up there? Okay.
I got it. And you said, hi.
I made it. I'm eating lunch. Let me go. Bye.
Right. So, and speaking of that, y'all, I went to the Apple Snack store, and y'all, a lovely young man, Peter, I believe was his name. He saw me standing out front, and I must have looked like an old, exasperated, old press standing.
Like himself.
Well, in other words, I looked like, just like Big Fatty, standing out front. Y'all, he was coming off his smoky treat break, and he goes, is there something I can help you with? And I went, yes, you can take your pants off. But y'all, because you know, we've been having trouble sometimes with the cellular telephonic device. And y'all, he gave me a little clue, a little sneak, a little hint. It was a hint on something on the cellular telephone. We'll reveal this on a future show, but we don't have time today because we've got lots to talk about today. And then Miss West got there, and y'all, we went to the Cheesesteak Factory for our lunch. And y'all, we wanted to eat light because you know there was an impending poisoning later that evening, and so we ate light. Just had a few little appetizers. What all did we have?
You had the crab dip and crab and artichoke dip,
right?
The corn fritters.
We had cone fritters,
which, by the way, have not made an appearance.
No, it's
yet.
Saturday night, and they haven't made an appearance through Mother Nature's GPS system yet. For either of us, oh, Big Freddy, you're gonna blow soon. And
I forget what they were called, but I ordered the little triangles. They were like a pastry dough or something with meat inside of them.
There were little triangles of y'all. He said it was chicken, but it didn't taste like chicken. It didn't taste like chicken. It tasted like hamburger to me. But and then y'all, I left it up to Miss West as to whether we would have dessert at the Cheesesteak Factory or not. And whop whop.
He hasn't let it go since.
Big Fatty was not allowed to have a piece of cheesesteak. But anyway, so anyway, y'all, we scoped out the television city where we'd be queuing up on Monday morning for The Price is Right. And anyway, but what I know you're all really wanting to know about was the meet and greet that we had Saturday at the House of Blues. Mm-hmm. And y'all, it was just lovely. It was just lovely. Would you like to run down the guest list for everyone?
Okay, let me see if I can recall. Okay. Here. There was Christian. There was Brian.
Nessa.
Frank.
Ian.
That's what I said. Ian.
Ian.
No, it's not Ian. It's Ian.
It's okay. Ian. Like somebody from the River Dance. Ian. Okay. Hi, my name is Ian, the River Dancer.
Hi, I'm Ian.
Like
I'm
the Stompersons.
There was Big Fatty.
My brother.
There was Melissa the Confused and the Mother Sharon.
Right, Mother the Confused.
And there was Daryl in the Novas, who was not in the Novas.
No, he was not in the Novas.
Neither is he a black man.
No, he's not. Yo, we found out that Nessa thought that Daryl in the Novas was... But he's not, y'all. He's not. And
he's Japanese.
Y'all,
he's Japanese-American.
Right. Well, he's got something in him.
Oh! Big Freddy, that's vulgar.
And, but y'all, he's cute as a button. And I made him change his picture on the Twitty because it was just unflattering, that picture he had on there.
It's a great improvement. So look for the new photo of
Daryl.
Yeah,
if you are following Daryl and the Novas, look at his new picture. And y'all,
his name is Rice for Fur Spuds.
Right, y'all, I've been calling him the wrong name all this time, and I had no idea. So anyway, he fondled Miss West during the entire meet and greet. But y'all, he drinks like a fish. And that's the way we like our listeners. And y'all, we were having such a good time, and we had a lovely hostess. What was her name?
Mary.
Mary. Hi, I'm Mary. I'm here to take care of you.
And
she was fun, though.
She was a lot of fun, and y'all, she even got a BFO card, an autograph card, which I'm sure she went, what the fuck is this?
Right.
Anyway, but...
You tried to impress her by telling you, well, I'm an international internet celebrity. I'm
it just
Freddy.
Flashed again.
It did flash Bang again.
Freddy, what is it doing? Oh, that's because it's not plugged in. It's just going... it's on the grinder.
And she looked at him like, we get 10 international internet
another
celebrities
one?
In here a day.
Really? Really? Okay. But y'all, she had to leave us before we were ready to leave, and our tab was, what, $310 or something like that?
It was over $300.
Yeah, y'all, we were drinking like there was no tomorrow. And y'all, you know what Big Fatty's tab was? That's right, nothing, okay? And it was lovely. And Miss West, you had a few cocktails purchased in your honor as well.
I did. I tried the Southern Halo, as they call it.
What was that?
I don't remember exactly what it was, but it was amaretto.
Uh-huh.
It had, it was all sweet, very sweet drink.
Who was drinking that along with you?
I think Nessa had one or two. Or three, or four, or five, or six.
Yeah, Nessa was feeling no pain when we left. That's for sure.
And yeah, I can't remember what it
anyway,
was.
Anyway, but y'all, he also had a Jack Daniels and tonic,
which I enjoy, which is the drink of choice over at the Stone family household.
Oh,
my parents,
right? And I believe the hat drinks that, doesn't
right?
He?
He's been drinking it for years,
right? And now you're turning into him,
right? Exactly.
You know, by the way, you
I'm
look just like
I'm going to be falling
like
down
him.
And breaking my knee like he did.
But
he fell again recently. Did I tell you that?
Womp, womp. But anyway, and y'all, we had a little snack of snacks, and there were prizes for everyone. Mm-hmm. And y'all, Ian was late arriving after the prizes had been given out.
You're right. Well, she had to go to the Ren Fair.
But y'all, she came dressed. I thought she had been working at the Pirates of the Caribbean, but she had been to the Renaissance Fair.
She got the laced up bustier.
She did have her bustier all laced up. And y'all, she's decided that she ain't riding to the Price is Right with Miss Wes and I. We are on our own. So, oh no, I love you, Big Freddy and Miss Wes, but hell no, I'm not riding in the car with you. I'll use my own gas.
And we have a latecomer coming to the Price is Right along with them.
Right, we do have a latecomer where it is.
It's going to be Brian.
I wanted
to call him Frank.
Right, I did want to call him Frank, but Brian is the big old bottom, I believe. Isn't that right?
With the big dick, too, right?
No, Frank is the big dick.
Oh, okay.
That's why Brian's the big bottom.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
At least that's usually what
Christian told me.
Right.
Okay. I don't know. But anyway, y'all...
Nessa said that because she fell on top
right,
of
Frank's. Right, Nessa has fallen on top of Frank's big dick or something. I don't know what that means. But y'all, before the time gets away from us, I know you all want to know about this. Yeah, that's it, y'all. Today, the 23rd of May, is the date that we all set aside as a special day to celebrate the exiting of the birth canal of... just tell them, Miss Wes.
Brian in Boston's birthday.
Yes,
if
yes.
If he wasn't whisked away up in the rapture the other day.
Right, we're assuming he's still with us. You know, y'all, the best thing on the Twitty over the weekend was all these people going... What? Damn you Christians, I thought all of y'all were supposed to be gone with the rapture and you're still here. But anyway, how did we get from Brian in Boston to the rapture, you know? But anyway, y'all,
glad that he's still here.
Right.
Happy birthday with him.
Yes, you know, and Brian from, y'all, if you've never met Brian from Boston, let me rephrase that. If you've ever met Brian from Boston, you would say, excuse me, are you Brian from Boston? And may I assist you in removing your trousers? Dear gosh, Big Freddy, you're just vulgar and embarrassing him on his dick. But yes!
Happy birthday to you. Oh. Happy birthday.
See.
Big Fatty, how did we forget to talk about one of the most important topics of this show?
Oh, wow. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about what happened at the beginning of the show.
Oh, about that thing that Daniel was talking about? Yes. Well, you know, I don't like to toot my own horn. Oh, yeah, gassy. Speaking of that, are you still gassy?
I'm okay for the moment.
Okay, but you know, y'all, we have both fibered up. So tonight, there may be we may put the Disneyland fireworks to shame. But anyway, Oh, dear Gussie.
Oh,
no, but anyway, you wanted to talk about what Daniel said about it at the beginning.
The little gift card.
Yeah, the gift card. We found out, we got a little hint today about that, didn't we?
Not just a hint, we know for a fact.
Well, you're right, it wasn't a hint.
It was Daryl in the Novas, who was not in the Novas today.
Right.
That's who gave Daniel the gift
card.
Yes. Wow, the world of Warcraft.
Yes, that's just lovely. Well, y'all, I hope you had a lovely weekend. I don't think there was anything else that we did.
Nothing of importance, at least.
And...
I felt kind of weird of tweeting it out.
You better feel weird about it.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 337-1438 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.